Jerry Bader Show, 9:26. A friend emailed that there are two reasons for the appeal of Ben Carson. Yeah, that he can speak, but essentially he can speak an authority on Obamacare, and that he opposes it and has a plan to replace it, and that he was willing to criticize the president. That's not much of a resume for a presidential campaign. What I believe is, again, conservatives are getting all excited about something they don't have at the moment. Once they have it, then the new car shine wears off. And yeah, he should be above the black tag, but I'm telling you, I think conservatives also, some continue to believe that that's important, that having a black candidate is important. Another friend writes, whether we want to admit it or not, politics is an actual skill. I continue to believe the correct way for Republicans to integrate talented newbies like Dr. Ben Carson, which I agree he is to talk about how they would be asked to serve as part of a conservative dream team. How might the election have turned out differently if Mitt Romney had said Ron Paul would be responsible for auditing and restricting the Fed? Scott Walker will be responsible for stripping out regulatory excess, etc. This will give the newbies time to get acquainted with the seamy side of politics and see if they have the stomach for it. He has a place in the conservative movement. That he should immediately jump to the front of the line as a presidential contender, there is nothing at this point to substantiate it. I will also say there's nothing at this point to dismiss it. But I believe this excitement is overheated and really not justified. Tim in Lublin. Tim, hi, you're on the Jerry Bader Show.
Good morning, Jerry. I think you've hit it right on the head as far as the new car shine and once we get it sort of, but it, there's always seems to be that in the psyche on the conservative, and I think in the Democratic side too, of the one that you don't have, and it's always the one you don't know anything about, so you insert or apply what you believe in to that candidate without knowing them. The example that I keep thinking of was 22 years ago, and remember all the hype when Ross Perot first got in, then pulled out, then got back in again. There's always this thing where salespeople call it, where if you go to buy a car, so forth, where you keep taking it away from them, keep taking it away from them, keep saying you can't quite have it, and that makes people more and more hungry to say, no, I do want it.
I think, I'm going to be honest, Tim, I think the greatest appeal right now, that you're absolutely right, is that they don't have him. He's that, well, we looked around and we don't like any of the names out there. A friend suggests HHS secretary. That's the type of thing Mary was talking about. And yeah, that might be a good fit for him. I have an email that I want to read on this. We can take more calls, too, after the news. 406-1360, 888-455-1360. I have an email on this that is exactly goes to the point that I'm trying to make. It's 929.
The Jerry Bader Show is sponsored in part by American Metal Roofs of